Hey, how's it going? It's Sunday. I got a better setup this morning. Still waking up, but I got a better setup. So now I got my TV set up here, so I don't even have to use the computer. The internet seems to be working fine. I've got a tablature pad here, so I'm actually writing down ideas for 251s and playing to backing tracks on YouTube. So that's good fun. And I just pulled up some medium swing 251 jazz progression in D minor. So the chords are, so what is it? E minor 7 flat 5. So that's like this, right? How do you do E minor? Cool, very simple. And so basically it's got the flat 5, which is B flat, right? So I wrote a little riff that goes something like this on my tablature pad here. So just like so it's on the G string and the D string, and just going down from the B flat, and then up to the B string, which is D and C sharp, which is kind of a sus sound, you know, sus four to sus four to three, and then just kind of go up further on the B string. You kind of highlight the, since you're going to D, you could play around with the F sharp, which is the third of D minor. Anyway, I'll play through it and let's see what you guys think. And just for fun, anyway, here we go. That B doesn't work, sorry, that sounded awful. The open B. Okay, I'll stop that here. Yeah, so the idea, you know, I'm just kind of playing around with. No, the B sounds awful. Okay, you get the idea. I'm gonna look for another backing track. That was kind of fun. Talk to you later. Bye for now. Okay, I spent a lot of time on this one. I found a backing track in G minor 251. So what we have is an A minor 7 flat 5. What would that be here? I can't play it. It didn't save my life. It's like it. That's not it, but oh, it's just G minor. Something like that. So what I came up with was this line here, kind of a fun little line. So it goes, so it's like on the B string, four, six, and seven on the B string, then kind of a bluesy riff on the what is it, the G and the D string, like 5-7 sort of stuff, 5-7. 5-7-7, and then sort of a pull-off thing, all basically on the G string. So it's like a. I can supply tabs, of course, you know, but this is kind of a fun idea. So it goes like this all together. Play along with the backing track. That was kind of a fun idea. Here we go. Oh, I messed up. Sorry. Getting a bit too ambitious. Keep hitting that B there, sorry. Have to watch that B. It sounds awful. It's got to be B flat because it's we're in G minor. Okay, you get the idea. It's kind of a fun idea. Anyway, I'm going to keep looking for more ideas. That was kind of cool. Okay, I'll talk to you later, and I will supply tabs if anybody wants them. Bye for now. Okay, check this out. I've pulled up some, trying something different, get away from the 251s for a bit. I pulled up something called Jam Track Acid Jazz Funk A Minor 126 BPM. It sounds like a really cool backing track. And I came up with a little lick. I'm not going to describe each note. I'll just supply tabs if anybody wants them. Or if you're really good with the ear, you can pick out what I'm playing here. I played the first thing that I felt, basically. So it kind of goes like this, like a... It's kind of like a lot of sliding sort of textures. I think that sounds cool. Oops. Okay, so I will play with a backing track and you'll get an idea for this riff, basically. I spent a lot of time trying to refine it, but can't take forever. So I'm just going to play to it and we'll see what happens. Oh, damn it. An ad came up. Oh, I hate when that happens. I have to back up a little bit. Sorry here. That really ruins the vibe. I'm sorry about that. Oh, here we go. Okay, let's try this again. You get the idea? I'll stop it right here. It wasn't played that well, but you get the idea what I'm trying to do, like a... That's the idea. Okay, I'm going to keep coming up with riff ideas, and I will supply tabs. I'm writing them all down on paper right now, so if anybody wants them, I can definitely supply them. Okay, talk to you later. Bye for now. Okay, I got to get some breakfast, but I'm going to do one more before I have to go for breakfast. Sorry, I have allergies. So I picked up a 251, an A major, jazzy 251. You can find it on YouTube. So I was playing around with this little riff. It's kind of catchy. It goes like this. You can hear that. So I like to end up on the A, but sometimes I might like to end up on the C sharp. So what sounds cool is... So I go... So it's like the D, and then D down to C sharp. And that sounds nice too. So basically I'll play the riff. Anyway, I'll play to the backing track and you can pick it out. And I might do a tablature if anybody wants it. I keep saying that over and over again, but I might do a tablature. Here we go. Oops. Oops. Back to the main riff. Oops. You get the idea. It's kind of fun. Okay, I will pause this backing track. And yeah, that's basically it. Okay, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to grab some healthy green juice and I'll be back for some more backing tracks. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye for now. Hey, I'm back. I have a really, really simple riff here. We're in B flat and we're doing 2-5-1s. I pulled up something on YouTube, says 2-5-1 medium swing jazz backing track B flat major. So we're really simple, just because I don't play in B flat very often. It's good to just practice in different 2-5-1s and different keys. So something really simple. And I'm going to try something different here. I'm going to actually like tell you the actual notes I'm playing, because writing out the tab may or may not be important to people. But anyway, I'm just going to tell you the notes. So here's the riff, first of all. I'll play the riff. So basically what I'm targeting is B flat, C, D. And then I do, on the next string, I do D, D sharp, F. And then I go up to the G. And then the A. So what notes are those as far as the key changes go? So the first one is... So that B flat is the seventh of C minor 7. So I start on the 7th. And then for the going into the F, because we have an F7. So it's like a... Right? So I'm basically the D to the D sharp to the F. That's targeting the root. And then I'm just going up. And that A, that second last note, is the third of F sharp. sorry, not F sharp, F7. And then you know where that's going next. It's going to the root of the B flat. So the idea is, and I'm just doing embellishments and sort of different variations on that, but. You get the idea? So I will play to the backing track now, and you will hear those notes I'm targeting, basically. Okay, here we go. Sorry about my allergies. You get the idea. I'll stop that here. It's not the coolest thing in the world, but it's good practice to get in B flat. Anyway, okay, I'll keep looking for backing tracks and I'll go on a little bit longer. Okay, thanks. I'll be back soon. Bye for now. Okay, here, this may be my last of the day. I think it might be, but I found a really cool backing track in G major. And the chords are, I'm hearing it as the A minor first, but anyway, it says here on the YouTube thing, whatever, it says G to E7, and then it goes to A minor 7, but I'm hearing it starting at the A minor. So the riff I came up with, I'm thinking it's starting on the A minor 7, so I did a... That sounds really cool, actually. Simple, but really cool. So what notes am I targeting? Okay, starting from the A minor, we have A, B, and 5, which is C. A, B, and C, which is 5, the fifth of the chord. I'm writing both scale degrees and notes. A, B, C, and then I drop down to the D string, but I target the starting of the F sharp, which targets the third, and then it sounds cool if I go up, that would be going up to the B, A, G, landing nicely into the G, which is the root of the G, and then what sounds really cool is on that E7 turnaround sort of feel, I go... So it's like a G sharp, A, B, and then what sounds really cool, to add more of a bluesy sound and highlight that seventh of the note to go up the D there, because the D is the seventh of E7. Okay, so it's like a, that sounds really good. I don't know, something like that. So it's like a, I'll start from the beginning. Get the idea. You can hear the chords changing with the riff. It's a really old-timey sounding, but it's a very satisfying sort of chord progression. And it is a, well, by the way, it's a 1-6-2-5 chord progression. So I will play it and I'll try to get into the groove of things. Here we go. Thank you. You get the idea. That sounds really cool. I love having a riff that just highlights the chord changes. And that was wrong. Okay, I could go on all day with that. It's really satisfying to play. Okay, I might do one more and I'll talk to you later. Bye for now. Okay, this is 100% my last one today. I'm going to end on a really simple, sort of groovy, sort of feel-oriented track. And it's jam tracks. We're looking at a fusion jam funk in G minor. And it has a really nice vibe to it. So I came up with a really simple, just the first thing I felt was something like this. It goes... So the main riff, I'm not going to talk about that second riff, but the main riff is A, G. So pull off on the, what is it, the G string. And then you pull off 7-0, which is D and G. So A, G, D, G. And then it goes to a bluesy riff, which is F, G, C, G. F, G, F, G, C, G. F, G, C, G. You can figure out those notes. So it's like a... That's just like a, I'm not going to talk about that part, but I could write a tab out if people want it. But anyway, let's do it. Let's play to it. And this will be the last one of the day. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Sorry, I got carried away there. Okay, I'm good. I could go on all day with that stuff, but that was really fun. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Okay, that was really good fun. I like this tablature sort of system. It keeps me focused on the riff I'm trying to highlight here. Okay, it was a good Sunday morning, and I'll talk to you later. Bye for now, and that was fun. Okay, see ya.